Welcome to your postcard from Paris. Today I'm writing you about my experience at the computer repair shop. Before going, I had researched online. It was clear from the website that if you liked punctuality, it was best to book your appointment ahead of time. So I did. When I got there, I saw a line of people outside. I was on my way to ask how did the system work, and as I was approaching the door, I immediately heard clear objections from two men standing on the line. They disagreed with me entering the shop. I explained I had booked an appointment. I just wanted to ask. The air felt tense. They continued to disagree. I hesitated, but I was determined to ask. Both of them continued to disagree with me, and the tone of the conversation had been increasing. By the time I opened the door, all eyes were on me, people inside and outside. With the mask and my glasses, I could barely see. My glasses were covered with fog, and I was feeling extremely uncomfortable. I explained I just wanted to know how things worked. The people working at the shop told me to wait outside. It was clear. Then I knew I was fine with that. By the time the two men in front of me went in the store, the nice French lady standing behind me with her son on a stroller told me, "Not all French people are like that." I said, "I know. I've been living here for 12 years. I really do know." We got talking about motherhood and living, working, and parenting in Paris. By the time it was my turn, I was back to normal and relaxed again. The person in the store who was helping me was extremely helpful. It turns out he spoke French, English, and Spanish. This got me thinking about the interactions we have in our everyday life. We have no idea why some people react the way they do. Some people are more patient than others. But my learning experience from this visit to the computer repair shop is that I'm glad I used my voice to ask a question, even when I felt intimidated. This is where I perceive that I can now hold on to courage a little longer than 12 years ago, and that even in situations that we feel uncomfortable, there is always someone that can show a little bit of empathy, and we can do the same for them. Have you been in a situation recently where you found empathy?